This call is being recorded.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining. I'll now turn the call over to Mike Ferguson, GenSource's CEO.
Thank you, Paul. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our quarterly update teleconference. This officially covers Q2 of this year, ended the end of June. However, it's an opportunity for a general update and a discussion of items of importance to the company and its shareholders. We have a little bit of an agenda set out. We'll do some introductions, talk about recent activities, move on to next steps or the activities we're expecting in the coming quarter, talk a little bit about project status, then we'll talk about finances and financing. That's a major item, and we'll deal with final questions that we've received from shareholders at the end of the call. So on the call with us now, as Paul indicated, my name is Mike Ferguson. We have our CFO, Rob Thuray, on the line. You'll hear from Rob shortly on finance matters. We have Deb Morski, our VP of Corporate Services, on the line, and Paul Neufeld, our project manager. Our directors are Cal Redlich, based in London. I don't believe Cal has been able to make the call today, and Paul Martin from Regina. The first item we'd like to get into is the recent activities, items we've been working on for the past quarter. Excuse me. First item is directors. There's been a number of questions that actually have come in around directors, and we've made some great progress in terms of adding directors to the company. There's no specific announcement that we can make on the phone call here today, but I suggest that you stay tuned, as there will be a news release very shortly. We're excited to add some good strength to the board of GenSource that will help us greatly in our current context and help us grow into the next level of company that we need to grow into. Items around offtake partners or market partners, as we call them. I'll deal with the kind of the lower priority ones first. First off, as you're probably aware, we're continuing our efforts to stay in touch with groups where we have a relationship in India, looking to create a long-term relationship there. We believe our model makes a lot of sense for India with the amount of potash that is imported to that country. But business dealings and relationships take a long time to develop. So that's background ongoing work. The second locale internationally is Brazil. We've done a lot of work with Brazil or in Brazil over the past several years. The current status there is that we are in negotiations of an offtake agreement, very similar to our current ones in structure and intent. With a group in Brazil, and we hope to complete those negotiations over the coming couple of months. So as we've always said, a project or one of our small modules is triggered first and foremost by the existence of a market partner that wants the product and is willing to commit to the long-term purchase of the product. So once we have an offtake agreement in place with this group, in Brazil, that will just trigger a second or an additional project in Saskatchewan that will be financed and developed independently to service that market in Brazil. So those efforts are moving along nicely. We're at the offtake agreement stage, and we're hopeful that the process will be completed in the next couple of months, and that will trigger a whole independent set of efforts to develop a project to serve Brazil. The top priority for us, of course, as everyone is aware, is the U.S. market and the efforts that we've had ongoing in the U.S. market over the past 6 to 10 months. It's our main focus our mantra internally is that we have to have a first project before we can have a second. So all hands are on deck to implement this first project, and that will be for our current offtake partner, which is the large U.S.-based agricultural entity. So we've released news releases on this, so I'm sure everyone's well aware. We have a definitive binding offtake agreement in place for the purchase of the full 250,000 tons per year. That's the production from one of our small modules. The offtake agreement has a 10-year duration on it. It has a pricing formula built into it that incentivizes the sale of our product directly to the end user, the farmer. And that's important from a philosophical perspective, from GenSource's side, where we've often talked about this vertical integration, that creation of that direct link between the producing facility in Saskatchewan and an actual end user of this product. So the pricing formula incentivizing both parties to place this product very strategically at the farm gate is a very important aspect of the offtake agreement. The sale is officially FOB mine site. So the transportation, logistics, and storage are handled by our offtake partner. In the process of creating the offtake agreement, our group of banks have reviewed the offtake agreement and, in fact, have had input into it. So they are comfortable with the offtake agreement. They are very comfortable with the offtaker itself and are willing to lend money on the basis of that offtake agreement. So that, by definition, if the banks are willing to lend money on the basis of the offtake agreement, that makes the offtake agreement, quote-unquote, bankable. So that's our offtake agreement in place with the group in the U.S., and that's our number one focus, to turn that into a financing solution to construct the first module. The next steps in the coming quarter, I guess, are all essentially related to what I've just talked about. We have been building our financing arrangement, Rob will talk more about it in a moment, around a consortium of banks. We have now received a non-binding term sheet for an innovative financing structure that is not equity and it's not debt, but it fits in between the two. So we've created a structure that makes sense. It makes sense to the banks, and we're proceeding on that basis. So we're hopeful that the banks will complete their due diligence in the coming period, and we'll be in a position to put the financing package together within the coming quarter. This is all happening a little bit slower than what we had hoped. I think we had initially indicated that we were looking to get some initial site grading work done this fall. Given the procurement and the detailed engineering that has to happen once we have a financed project, it's not likely that we'll be able to get in the field before freeze-up this year. But what we can do is begin the drilling for the well field, for the caverns. It's nice to drill over the wintertime on frozen ground, so our goal is to mobilize that drilling contractor and drill throughout the winter time to have the caverns in place as early as possible. All, of course, dependent on completing the project financing package. On that basis, maybe we'll move to the finance side of things. And if I could ask Rob to talk a little bit about the finance package that we are assembling, and some other aspects of GenSource financing too in the coming quarter. Rob?
Thanks, Mike, and good afternoon, everybody. To follow up on Mike's comments on financing, the project financing and capital deal structures have taken shape really quite nicely and are proceeding quite well. And we, as Mike has mentioned, we're using some very innovative financing structures. that will or hope to ultimately reduce the direct equity that's needed at the project level. And to this end, the goal is to utilize the structure to increase or increase GenSource's, our shareholders, stake in the operating joint venture company. And that operating joint venture company is what will be owning and operating the facility. So the structure that we are working towards is actually working in our benefit at the end of the day, and getting the GenSource's ownership percentage in the JV at a higher level, and decreasing the equity requirement, which makes it a financing quite a bit more simpler. We have a non-binding term sheet as part of the innovative financial structure. This facility represents just under 40% of the overall capital structure, and the entity is currently doing deep dive due diligence on GenSource, as is some of the other financial institutions as well. There is a very lengthy process that takes place on due diligence, and they're currently accessing data rooms that we have set up, and engaging third-party entities for verification. On the debt side, we do have a lead bank in Canada identified, and we have a U.S. bank identified as a co-lead in the United States. These banks, again, are in the data room and are reviewing all information, including technical information, which is very encouraging. The banks we're in negotiations with the banks to look at the quantum or the total level of debt that we can facilitate for the project, and then of course the corresponding lending rates or the cost of debt commensurate with the amount of debt. And then from the equity perspective, with the innovation that we're working towards on the capital deal, our equity needs look like they're starting to drop quite a lot, which makes financing that much more easy. And the end goal, as I mentioned before, is to have GenSource own quite a bit larger piece of the joint venture facility. So this is all taking time. It's going well. And we're really quite pleased with the partners that we're bringing on to the table. Our financing group and financing team have been working together diligently, and we spent an awful lot of time together getting this up and running, and creating the relationships that are required internationally, both in the United States and in Canada, to get a facility and a project like this financed. As far as the next quarter goes, GenSource is going to be using the proceeds that we raised in the spring here to fulfill expenditure requirements to further define the geology in the project area, and to increase the resource and identify mining locations for the second project. As we've always said, and as Mike has mentioned earlier on, we have a great deal of interest and follow-up with entities that are looking to be our next market partners, and they're happening fairly quickly. And so in order to stay ahead of the game at the resource level, we have to continue to further define the resource and siting of facility 2 and 3 and so on. And I think that's about it from the financing perspective. Again, there's an incredible amount of work that goes into these things, and we're pleased with our progress. And I think the inertia is increasing, so things are moving along quicker and quicker all the time now. So this is exciting, and I'm looking forward to providing another update here in the not-too-distant future on the success of our financing. To that end, I'll pass it back to Mike to continue on.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. So I'll just back up quickly and talk about project status, if you will. So this is the Vanguard 1 project, the first one out of the chute. For last quarter, or activities in the last quarter, have been only few. Engineering's underway to implement an understanding to start to do some work around the changes required to the project to meet the requirements of the off-taker of the product, and that's with respect to making sure it's meeting the requirements of the U.S. market. So that will be making sure that we're producing 100% granular material and making it pink. The North American market expects pink potash, even though potash is not pink. That's my pet peeve, but that's what it is, and we will meet the requirement of the market. So we're doing a little bit of engineering and cost estimating there, so we're ready to implement a 100% granular facility. The project, as it sits, is ready for detailed engineering and procurement. Those are activities that cannot start until we have a project finance package complete and in front of us, ready to roll. So it's while not exactly shovel ready, it's very nearly shovel ready with the detailed engineering ready to roll as soon as financing is available. The other major area of work in the last several months has been on the environmental assessment, the environmental licensing of the project. We have now completed all of the requested extra analysis and testing work that was requested by SASC Environment. That package has been submitted. It's got to be a month ago now, back to SASC Environment. They've reviewed it and indicated that it meets all of their requirements. So they require no further information, and the project proposal now passes through the remainder of the processes within SASC Environment. So we keep in touch with SASC Environment on a weekly basis to understand where the project is in the process and whether or not any additional questions have come up. But we are not in a position to control the timing of those processes. So we simply monitor where the project is and what's happening and stand by. So timing-wise, we're hopeful very soon we'll hear back from SASC Environment, the Environmental Assessment Directorate, on their determination. And all we can do is wait patiently to hear back. So that's the status there. Work's completed, and we're waiting for our determination. Construction, then, is a function of environmental assessment plus project finance. Both of those we've touched on. So the construction will start as soon as both of those pieces are in place. And as I indicated, the length of detailed engineering ahead of the actual on-the-ground construction means that we probably will not get anything done on the site this fall before freeze-up, but instead are focusing on the drilling activity to ensure the caverns are put in as early as possible and allow them to develop and mature for some extra time ahead of commissioning the process plant. So that's the status there. We had a number of questions sent in by interested shareholders. I think we've probably answered a number of them already. The major questions were in and around the environmental assessment timing, as well as the timing on the project finance package. So we've touched on that. I won't hit that again. We did have one question that was interesting with respect to trouble that the new K+S Bethune mine has had with respect to product becoming monolithic in rail cars or in storage, and asking some detailed questions about how we are handling the design of the back end of our process plant to try and avoid those problems. And while I don't know, I have no knowledge of what the exact problem has been at Bethune. I only hear rumors like everyone else. We are certainly using potash industry best practices with respect to the back end of the plant, drying, cooling, and anti-caking additions, amines being added to the product to ensure that it does not cake and become monolithic. So we're using best methods and unclear of what the real problem, fundamental problem has been at Bethune. We also had a question around how many land packages, quote unquote land packages, that GenSource is in control of with respect to how many projects could be implemented. And GenSource, as you may be aware, owns two leases, KL244 and KL245 in Saskatchewan. They comprise somewhere in the range of 80,000 acres. Our initial review indicates that there is space for many, many projects of this size or modules of this size within that land base. It's not the land base that is the constraining factor here. With the rich and widespread resource in Saskatchewan, there's lots of mineral in general available. But as Rob indicated, we are doing some additional geological work this fall to make sure that we understand very well where the best parts of our leases are and are focusing our efforts in those directions. The thing that constrains the number of projects will be the number of off-takers. This is a market-side driven industry, and as we develop an off-taker who's willing to commit to future purchase of the product, that triggers a project. And it's our view that there will always be more resource in the ground than there are off-takers willing to commit to long-term purchase of the product. So we focus on the market and the off-taker, and we can bring a project on to match that requirement as we go. There's no shortage of land package. I think we had another couple of detailed questions on the offtake agreement. People have been reading carefully the offtake agreement that's filed on CDAR. It's a very detailed document, and there were some detailed questions around that. I won't get into trying to answer the very detailed questions that were asked. I'd invite anyone who wants to get into those sorts of details to call the office. We'd be happy to kind of walk through some of those questions and provide feedback from our side. But in a very general sense, within the offtake agreement, there are provisions that commit both sides to various actions and responsibilities in terms of production and subsequent purchase and logistical movement of the product. The agreement, we believe, is very fair and balanced on both sides, and it represents a very normal or market offtake agreement. There's no provisions in there that are overly onerous to either side. Both sides makes their commitments that make sense, we believe it represents a very standard sort of document. The one aspect of it we believe is unique and that we're excited about is the pricing structure that we've created with our offtake partner that incentivizes both sides to make sure that we take these tons that GenSource will be producing and we place them very strategically in specific markets and as close to the farm gate as we can possibly get them. That's the one aspect of the offtake agreement we believe is unique. So we're excited about that. Again, if you'd like to discuss items in greater detail on a clause by clause basis, please give us a call and we can try and help you through that. Those were really all the questions we had. As I indicated, most were around what's the status of the environmental assessment and what's the status of the project finance items that we have dealt with. So that brings us to a conclusion for this quarter's call. As I indicated off the top, please stay tuned for news releases with respect to directors with the company, and we will absolutely keep all shareholders up to date as new developments arise with respect to both the project environmental assessment and the project finance package, the last two key items remaining to launch this forward. So thanks for your interest, thanks for your time for dialing in, and as always, we're accessible by email or phone if you have further questions. Have a good day, everyone. Be safe.